producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer and Rich here. Doug will be back with us in a little while, getting ready for his trip down south. He's moving from California to Boston. Now he goes down to Florida, then back to California. I can't keep track of him. So anyway, Jennifer and I are here with you.
We're going to get an app for that.
Yeah, an app to be able to track Doug?
Yeah.
I'd rather get an app to be able to lose him every now and then.
So let's
kick it.
This is a new version of this song from the 90s.
Lice, baby.
That's right.
Oh, I stopped. Collaborate and listen.
Why are we singing Lice, Baby, you ask?
Grab the hold of me tight.
Well, that's because Lice, Baby, Super Lice,
I don't know.
There's an outbreak that's hit half of America. And this strain of Lice, Baby, well, it's supposed to be resistant to most over-the-counter treatments. Ew. Okay, who's not scratching
really?
Their head right now? This is disgusting. This strain of so-called super lice has hit 25 countries, and they're reportedly resistant to the chemical that you get. And remember, Rit, that stuff that you'd comb through your hair?
I had to do it for my daughter last year.
Super lice doesn't care about your Rit. You can take that home to your mom because nobody cares in the super lice world. And I guess the chemical itself is called pyrethroids, and it had 100% success rate in 2000, but now it's only worked 25% of the time in cases in 2013. States in which 100% of the tested lice were resistant now include Illinois, Michigan, California, that's me, Texas, and Arizona. This is creepy because I remember not only is lice disgusting, but it's also very damaging mentally because as a kid, they do these public comb throughs of your hair, and then everybody in your class knew there was like a stigma that went along with the lice girl, and you'd have to go home. You weren't allowed to return until you had a clean bill of health by the school nurse. I mean, this was embarrassing stuff from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, they don't do that. My daughter had it. It was running through our school last year, and my daughter had it, and she wasn't able to go back to school, but they didn't go through the classroom and check each kid. They would send it to the nurse.
Now, right?
Right, yes. They would send
when
it
I
to
was
the
growing
nurse,
up, it was check. Like, they might as well have set off an alarm.
Yeah,
and
like,
flashing
they
lights.
Put a stage in your...
Jennifer's got lice.
Contestant on who's got lice in the third grade is Jennifer Horn.
I remember I avoided it in, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Somehow I managed to avoid it. And I'll never forget this. I was sitting in the fifth grade in Mrs. Buntich's class.
Buntich.
That was her name. And Christy Adrian sat in front of me, and it was very sad because Christy Adrian's parents kind of fell on hard times, and so she was always the one that people looked down on anyways, being kind of the poorer kid in the class.
Yeah.
But she sat in front of me. I always liked her. She was a nice girl. And I remember she, like, fluffed her hair with the back of her hand, and something fell on my desk and moved.
Did you get up and scream and run out of the office?
No, because I was way too shy for that, but I remember knocking it off my desk and being freaked out. Not a day or two goes by when I wasn't singled out for having lice in front of the class. And, you know, my friend Courtney, who works with us, Rich, on this program at my day job at CRN, Courtney, poor thing, was out of school for 2 weeks. Her mom just could not get rid of the lice. And she said when she finally came back to school, her and her friends were called the Lice Squad because they were, I guess they had the stigma attached.
You know, and luckily for my daughter, it happened when she was in the second grade. So kids don't really know. They're not paying attention to that. Yeah, when you get up into the fourth and fifth grade, that's got to
And let's talk about for parents what a pain it is, because not only do you have to do the meticulous comb through of the hair,
the clothes,
but you've got to scorch everything. I mean, hot water on sheets, on couches, on carpets, and then you have other kids in the house. Oh, my God, it's a nightmare. Ugh.
So what are they going to do? I mean, do they have any kind of way to fight this?
You know, there's a treatment that is one of these places I never knew existed until today. Claire Roberts is the CEO of Lice Clinics of America, the LCA.
That's got to be tough to pick chicks up when you got that on your business
card. I know. Well, she is a chick, so, but still, I get where you're going. Men,
no, I'm just talking for the guys. Hey, how you doing?
Lice Clinics
of America.
Also a member of the Lice Clinics of America. Apparently, there's a new FDA treatment that's been approved, Air Ollie, which costs about $170, cha-ching, takes about an hour and has been reportedly found to be effective against the bugs. It takes 30 minutes to do this treatment, and then there's a 30-minute post-treatment, which includes a comb out. Of course, you can't get away from that, to remove the dead lice and the eggs after a post-treatment rinse.
But it's one treatment?
Yeah, 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes of the treatment, 30 minutes of the comb through, and they say that that's supposed to be effective against the super lice.
I'm going to the Lice Clinics of America website here.
Isn't it just, I mean, of course, you know, you used to be able, you could treat lice for $10 for one of those little writ things.
Yeah,
now
you
have to pay $170
right.
Because it's gone out of control.
Let me see how many of these clinics are there. I mean, they're all over the country.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
There's, you see it?
From the Mississippi East, there must be 200 of these clinics.
I think it's not a bad idea because think about, I mean, really, when you go home, and especially if now these messy, gross, they take forever treatments aren't working, I mean, maybe it is worth $170 to pony up and go to a place like
that. Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat because let me tell you something. Even with the regular lice, it's a pain. I mean, it's a time sucker out of your life for 2 weeks. All you're doing is fighting this thing.
Okay, I just made a mistake.
What?
I in the article I was reading, there's a video that says the worst head lice video in the world.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I pressed it. Don't press it.
Worms.
Whatever you do, never press play.
Worms.
Press play. It's all this white and red and crawling. Oh, I can't watch it.
All right, so if you go to Lice Clinics of America, you can get more information on this, and you can find a clinic near you if you.
This is DeRed. She's now a spokesperson.
I am.
Right?
Let me tell you something. And one of my kids comes with it, boom! I'm in the car. I'm gonna rent a truck from one of the rental agencies. Put the kid in the back, drive him there, drop him off, pay him $170, leave a tip, and say, "Call me when you're done."
I'm telling you, you need to get a bubble for kids now, just to keep them away from everybody else.
Saran wrap their head on the ride over. All right, it's 14 past the hour. Good day. Coming up, we're gonna talk about what would it be like to spend a year in space. Could you spend 1 year in space? That's what Scott Kelly did, and he's about ready to come back down. We're going to see if Jennifer could spend 1 year in space. It's 14 after one. Good day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 400 185 horsepower and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
17 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen will be around in a couple of minutes. Could you spend 1 year in space? You spend 1 year? Jennifer says no.
No. I would go bananas. I don't know that I'm mentally strong enough to do that.
You know, I would do it. But I think after about 6 months, I'd go nuts. I like to be able to walk out of my house and go anywhere, go anything, and do anything. But Scott Kelly spent a year up there, and he was great. I followed his Instagram. I followed his all of his pictures. They were amazing. He always seemed to have fun.
Scott Kelly's the guy that's been up there for a full year, and he's the brother-in-law of Gabby Giffords, who was shot in Arizona not so long ago. And, yeah, Rich, you're the one that turned me on to his Instagram account. It's incredible, the pictures that he would take and the view and the perspective, and I would love to have all of that. But imagine, I mean, you would go stir crazy, I would imagine, in that cabin, even if you're busy and you're so intrigued. After being up there a year, to just be able and to not have gravity, he was talking about the challenge of showering and about cleaning yourself, because think about that. It's a whole different ball game. You're basically you're doing sponge baths all the time because you can't take showers and that kind of thing.
Well, here he is talking about how he spent his time and that he was not counting down the days.
I think I did a pretty good job at it. There's certainly a lot left in my tank to do some stuff if I need to amp up the level of effort here in the next month or so. So I do think I kept the appropriate amount of reserve. I'm not climbing the walls to get out of here, although I do really look forward to returning to Earth for many reasons. So I think I've done a pretty good job. The downside of that is now I have a little over 30 days left, and there's a lot of stuff I didn't do that I feel like I have the capacity to do now, like personal things that I kind of set aside and consciously didn't do because I was managing my fatigue level. So the advice I would give to future folks is and future people is put a lot of thought into it, because a year here is a really, really long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I think after probably 45 days is when I would be looking at the calendar going, how much time have I got left here? But God bless him, man. They go up there and do the experiments and spend the time and do the science, and we learn from it, and it's a cool thing, and somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. I think the weirdest thing I learned is that something happens to your vision when you go up there, because the doctors are concerned when he gets back to look at the cellular structure of his eyes and how that's changed. So it's kind of a weird thing. Who knew?
And your legs, your muscles. I mean, they work out. They do the treadmills every day, and they have to have these bands to hold them down on the treadmill so that they can keep their muscle strength up. So, Scott Kelly coming back. Welcome home. And it's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We now work our way back to evening television and daytime television from last week. Some very interesting late night sessions. For example, on the Late Late Show, James Corden last week asked Dr. Phil for his professional opinion of Kanye West.
Everybody's talking right now about Kanye West and his tweets. And as a professional, what do you think, Ron?
Does it really take a professional?
Well, what do you think's wrong? What do you reckon? What's going on?
Well, come on. You can't be that wrong that many times in a row unless you're working at it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You think he's trying to just cause up a stir?
For publicity?
Well, we're talking about it, aren't we? I mean, we are here talking about it.
I'm certainly guilty of that, yes.
Yeah, we're talking about it. I mean, he just gets up, says something, you know, and so here we are talking about it, so he's working.
I know, I saw the things about it. I was just like, go on Shark Tank. Just do that. Just go on Shark Tank. Do you know what I mean? I'll go with it.
But, you know, everybody thinks stuff sometimes. You know, you'll think something is like really stupid, but we're in a society now, we're in a generation now where everybody thinks you got to have an audience for everything. Listen, I don't need to know that you just brushed your teeth. And I don't need a picture of it. I don't need a film of it. But we're so narcissistic now, everybody's like doing selfies of themselves brushing their teeth. I don't care. But everybody has to post it up. So now everybody just have to post everything, like nobody cares. But now you say something incredibly stupid, it just goes wall to wall. They're reading it in China in 5 seconds, so it just goes all over the place. So you should be stupid and get away with it.
There you go.
You know, what I think is the coolest thing is when people do live TV and they actually laugh and cut themselves up, and listening to James Corden giggle asking Dr. Phil about Kanye is the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres joking about the Oscars and the diversity issue again.
The Oscars are on Sunday because the best way to end Black History Month is to have the whitest Oscars ever. Is this the truth? I'm just speaking. Very excited. They've already rolled out the red carpet at the theater. Jennifer Lawrence has already tripped on it. All right.
I didn't find that funny.
She tripped 2 years in a row.
Ah, okay. Wendy Williams, answering an audience member's question on her Friday program about whether to be upset that her daughter is getting married very quickly.
My daughter, she's going to get married tomorrow. And I'm a big fan of Say Yes to the Dress. She got my phone completely missed this moment with her. She didn't even give me time to lose weight, Wendy. So what should I do? Should I choke her? What do I
do? Leave her alone. Do you like her husband to be?
Yes, I do.
And how long have they been dating?
3 years.
You've got plenty of time to celebrate with them. Don't worry about it. This is her day, not yours, Mom.
Aha! For those women who are worried about losing weight before their daughters get married, don't worry, you'll look fine. Here's Steve Harvey talking with an audience member about how her phobia against germs doesn't let her go work out.
I have a huge, huge case of germophobia, and that's why I purchased my own treadmill, but it recently broke, and I'm going on vacation, and I really want to lose a few pounds, but my OCD germophobia stops me from going to the public gym. It's just really nasty, full of sweaty bodies. What can I do to avoid this nastiness?
Don't worry about that. But they got that sanitizer all over the gyms now. They got wipes where you can wipe a machine down. You wipe down the machine, and you use it. Don't let that stop you. Now you gotta go. You know your health is important.
Yeah.
Just stop being a germaphobe. There's germs everywhere. Somebody sat on that CIPO you got here.
You know, this does speak. There was, you know, this is sort of a chuckle there, but we are way beyond being germaphobes. You know, all this spray. No wonder so many people are sick because their immune system doesn't have a chance to develop because they're not so exposing themselves.
Antibiotics.
Oh, right. Ridiculous. Stuff. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's why we have so many people who are sick of all ages. Food for thought on Good Day. It's time for Dr. Chambers at 28 after the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
When you're running your own business, you are bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up... So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Christmas is coming, Jen. 33 past 27.
That's a long time.
Oh, well. All right, so Jennifer and Richie and Doug are here. The poll over the weekend, top 10 talk topics of the week, which one was the most important to you? At the number one spot, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, was the presidential race. Our listeners did not agree with that. They said the Apple story with the FBI and privacy, 18% of you said that was number one for you. Number two was the presidential race. Number three, the Oscars boycott, 14% of you thought that was important. And so there are the top three items of interest. Jennifer, which one did you pick out as being the most important?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of a presidential race nerd, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. Rich and I were just talking off the air, Dougie. The Apple issue is so different. I host a local show in San Bernardino, California, where that's where the terrorist attacks happened in December, where all of this is stemming from now, this conversation. And I hosted a live event on Thursday night to watch the debate and kind of talk about people's hot button issues and all that sort of thing. And the crowd is so on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino. And now, nationally, all the polls suggest most people are on the side of Apple, even in Los Angeles, which is up the road just a bit. People are on the side
of Apple.
In the crowd, though, because, and this is where it happened, people are very passionately on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
They want answers, you know, and I can't blame them.
Don't blame
them
at all.
I actually had one woman stand up, and she said, you know, this is so silly and so out of hand. This has become basically all the FBI wants is for Apple to take off the implosion part of the phone, which is after 10 tries of getting into a phone, Apple shuts the phone down. She said all they want to have them do is just remove that so that their code cracker...
That's what the FBI says. That's their PR. But
that's what the FBI says.
That's not what Apple says they want.
Right. But that's what this woman is convinced. She said there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah,
and
there is. That is always the case with something like
and
this.
And to be truthful, Apple's riding a wave of great publicity from all of this because they look like they are going to go to the mat to protect you from a privacy standpoint.
Well, that's I'm just reading the article here about Apple expected to release the new iPhone and iPad next month, one day before they go to court with the FBI.
There you go.
Now, see, I don't know if the operating system is going to be upgraded, which it is with the new release of the iPhone. Why wouldn't they just give them the code now? If the system's going to be upgraded, it won't do anybody any good if it's different.
They
than
just
say.
They just upgraded to this OS that has the backdoor that they can't, because before, on a couple of OS's ago, operating systems ago, they could have been able to break into it. Now, when they upgraded the OS like two times ago, they could not. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're probably carrying that same security feature forward.
888-302-3684. Email the Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The beauty website that mistook Oprah for, I mean, Whoopi for Oprah, who in the world? Total Beauty. What do we know about that company?
This was so funny. I was, you know, like I said, I was kind of out and about doing some things yesterday, and I get a text message from a friend of mine who really watches social media, and he sends me this link to our local Fox affiliate here who has tweeted out something from a website called Total Beauty, and the actual tweet was, "We had no idea at Oprah was hashtag tatted, and we love it, hashtag Oscars," and there's a picture of Whoopi Goldberg standing there.
I mean, it's easy to mistake her these days because she sure doesn't look, I mean, you have a hard time not recognizing her face, but the rest of her is changing.
You can't, Oprah and Whoopi do not look much alike.
No, hard to confuse that stuff. All right, so there's that. The controversy about whether or not there were enough blacks and how about all the other, I've said, well, put women into this and let's put everybody into it and stop with this racial stuff and put everybody together. Brody's listening in Brownwood, Texas. Been on the air there a long time. Hi, Brody.
Hey, let's comment on the what you were just alluding to with the Oscars. I think like what 12 people watched that. I mean, who cares? And second of all, what about the, you know, African Americans make up 17% of our population. What about the minorities who make up a bigger population who aren't reflected at all in the Oscars? Latino, maybe Asian, maybe the growing Indian. And I just wonder when I'm sitting here thinking, why are they not complaining? Where's their representation? I have one challenge, a challenge for you, Doug.
Yes.
I would ask you on a Saturday or when you're able to ride with a police officer, preferably of a different race other than white, so you can strip off the whatever taboo that is. And I'd like, because you're a good storyteller, I would like for your objective point of view from that perspective as a listener.
Let me back. I don't know why you want me to do that. I think that
I'll tell you this, because you daily slam police officers.
No, I don't. That's not an accurate statement.
I listen to you every day.
I do, but I don't every day. I have my problems with the police, and I think that most people who are objective would. The other side of it is that I think, and I say this to people like you who think that, because that's what they hear me slamming people who are not supposed to be in a uniform versus those who are. I do have plenty of good things to say, but most of the time it gets lost because people are blind minded. Let me tell you my story about riding with the police in Palm Beach. I used to do mornings there a long time ago in the mid-80s. I remember for a week straight, I did mornings, and so I would go out at night. There were a couple of police officers that I actually became friends with, and they would call me most every day with whatever their stories were. We had a police blotter sort of a thing every morning about 7:45, as I remember, and there were stories that went on 5, 6, 7 minutes every day. These fellas took me around, you know, Palm Beach County. When you think Palm Beach, you think the island, you think all of the people that have these 8, 10, 12, 14 million dollar houses, people who are well padded and fed. But if you go across the bridge to Riviera Beach, if you go to Lake Worth, if you go up and down, not to Jupiter anymore, it used to be, but Jupiter has now become the sort of nouveau riche place. But there are 4 or 5 communities that are right along the 95 corridor and that are away from the ocean and the inland waterway, and you can see some of the seediest, most horrible stuff that you could possibly imagine. And I remember one night, we were out for like 4.5 hours, then get back to midnight, and this stuff is like with me like it was yesterday, Brody, and it was 30 years ago. This one fellow whose name was Duke, he was a sergeant at the time, and the lady that was with him, whose name was Catherine, I don't remember what her rank was, but they would tell me stories about going out to arrest prostitutes and drug traffickers, and they'd take me into neighborhoods that looked like they were dangerous as all get out, you know, like you see in the movies. This one movie that was did well over the weekend, I forget the name of it, 999, I think it's called, something like that, about dangerous places in Atlanta. Every big city has these really dangerous places that are built around the drug culture, and the police put their lives on the line every single day that they go into these places. These people taught me a couple of different things about the police, Brody. One of them was to respect the danger that's there for people who actually go in and do this sort of work, which is not every policeman. Not every policeman is qualified, nor has the right mental approach to dealing with these people. But the other thing was how bad the court system is. These people would tell me they'd know the prostitutes by their first names. And every once in a while, they'd bring the same woman or man, because there's a lot of male prostitution in Palm Beach, and or the drug traffickers, put them in the car, and they'd bring them down to jail. They'd put them in jail. They'd process them. They'd go to court the next day. They'd be released, and they'd go right back to where they were, doing the same thing over and over and over again. So in that point, I understood at the end of that week when I spent all that time with them how frustrating it has to be to do this, to put your heart and soul into it, and to put your life on the line, because some of this drug stuff is pretty dangerous stuff. And then to have it go for naught because the judges are all wimps, or they see things differently, or the prosecutor to see things differently, or they got a good lawyer, whatever it is, the system is very broken. And part of
I understand that you're bringing it back to a broken system, and you're talking about 30 years ago.
Well, I think the same sort of things happen.
The use of force continuum to technology is night and day. I mean, you're showing how poorly educated you are in law enforcement during modern times, just based on the fact that you said 30 years ago.
No, I'm giving you that example. I could certainly do it. I have, as a matter of fact, I talked to a policeman in the yard yesterday at my farm who comes to visit me every Sunday when I'm on the farm, telling me about things that are going on in the police department here. And basically, this guy's been in the police force for 30 some odd years.
Did he tell you about the abuse that we take?
He didn't tell me about it depends. Let me back up there for a second. Let's talk about the woman who was killed in the line of duty. I believe it was in Virginia, Richie, not far from you, 30-40 miles south of Washington.
Unbelievable story.
This woman who was on the job for the first time. She'd been on the force, then she went away and she came back again.
My friend gets his head blown off. I mean, what you're talking about, one example? I mean,
well,
less than 1% of every officer will ever commit anything close.
I'm not suggesting, but why should there be anybody, Brody, who's out there in these difficult situations?
I had to tell this story.
You had what?
I had to prompt you just to tell a story from 30 years ago that you dug out of your mind.
This is a program about my experiences and my feelings. You have your experiences and you have your bias.
I'm in law enforcement to go ride with somebody. Don't take it from 30 years ago. Do it now.
I'd be happy to if I find somebody. I was just telling you the story about the policeman that I know and our discussions of what happens here in the town where I live. I happen to be a town meeting member. I talk to police all the time about their issues. It doesn't mean that all of them are good or all of them are bad, and you would never, ever hear me say that all of them are bad or that they were all good. But the problem is we get a lot of whitewashing done of police who ought not to be. What I usually am on, and I'm glad you call me on this because I think it helps me to explain what I'm trying to bring forth when I have these stories. The essence of what I have in my own experience, my roundhouse of experience, is being treated badly by police when I was arrested once for something I should never have been arrested. The mistakes that were made were amazing. But I take myself even out of that. I have experience based on what I've seen and heard from other people. My best friend in high school was the guy who eventually became the police chief. Richie remembers the conversations we had with him about what's going on. He's one of the most progressive police officers in the country. He's run some of the most problematic police forces in the on the East Coast. New Haven, Connecticut is where he is now. But he ran a police force in New York. State. He's been around and he's seen a lot of stuff. And he's told me about the problems that he's had trying to get rid of police that ought not to be there. There is this whole business about education, and you hear me say, let's have better police, better educated, better paid, and fewer of them. Instead of just throwing numbers, like when Bill Clinton made a big deal out of, we're going to put 100,000 more police officers on the street. That doesn't do any good unless they're well trained and prepared for the things that you're talking about that are current. The now problems that they have versus what was the problem 10 years ago, 20 years ago, oh yes, even 30 years ago. You're right. So I'll do my best to, I mean, I have, this guy would take me out who comes to visit me. I have a lot of policemen that come visit me actually on the farm, and that's where I get some of my stories, frankly, about what's going on in this town because we don't have a great police force here. We haven't had great leadership since my friend got out of the force. He was run out of town by the town manager because the town manager couldn't control them. They're all those things. They're all the politics, and I'm sure you confront politics in your job in Brownwood as well. So anyway, I know that you feel strongly about it, and I'm glad that you listen to the program, and I'm glad you called me on it because it does always give me a chance to think a little bit more about it, and I appreciate the fact that you say I'm a good storyteller. I do think I am a good storyteller, so I'll see if I can find some more stories to tell about the police so you won't think what really isn't true, but comes across that way, because Richie calls me on all the time, and Jennifer and I. I think the worst conversations we have on the air are the ones where Jennifer and Rich call me to task because they think that every time I talk about the police, I talk about them negatively. I think that there are, as I say, plenty of good stories, and I think I tell
okay,
the stories.
Okay, so let me throw this out. You talked about how Trump didn't answer the question about the KKK and it made him look bad.
Yeah.
I would say if we all hear something, then maybe there is something when you deliver some story about the police. Maybe there is a little something. Maybe you should take the guy up on the challenge. I think it's not a bad idea.
I didn't say
ride
I would.
Ride with the police
that.
Car. Ride
I
the car.
That.
That'd be fun.
I'll get you to ride with my brother.
Yeah, that'd be
good. That's a good idea. That's
school.
Awesome.
You will run out of that neighborhood so fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Yeah. No, I'm not doubting that at all. Who wants to be in that neighborhood?
Yeah, not me.
But anyway, but
been there.
The number one movie is that awful Deadpool, but I think the number two or number three movie this weekend was about police and corruption in Atlanta, the 999 thing, which is quite an interesting story. Anyway, that was good. I have no problem with that, but I also want people to hear the other side of it because people are way too sensitive, and I often think methinks thou dost protest too much if there is something. I'm sure there are good police, mostly on the Brownville force, and I'm sure there are a few bad ones that ought not be there, and I think it's such a difficult job and such an important position, there ought not to be any bad ones.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
was to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time now. Greg Steffen, who is the men's health tech editor. Can I say that in one sentence well? Yes, I did. I just did. It's time for us to delve into the important things that are going on, like the new iPhone that Richie was talking about. We'll have that story and a number of other things that affect us technologically in a moment here on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save. But since money talks, we just ask for savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right. Let's get going here with Greg. New iPhone out sometime around the equinox, right? Isn't that springtime they call it? The equinox is in the springtime and the...
Or March
17th. You're really testing me here this morning.
Really? Wow, that's a good thing. I like that. Anyway, the report I
when
said...
When is the equinox?
March 21st. The beginning of spring is March 21st. And that's when I saw this was supposed to be released. So why do we need another iPhone? Why do we need another iPad?
Oh my God, listen to you.
Doug, everybody needs a new iPhone.
Really? I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, now that you know it's the most secure device on the face of the planet, and even the full power of the United States government cannot crack it, doesn't it make you want to have a new iPhone?
No. My flip phone's fine, thanks very much.
But your flip phone, a 12-year-old can hack.
I don't have anything on it to hack. What is on my
iPhone? Oh, you don't like that argument, though. Remember, you don't like that argument.
What argument?
I bet you do have things on there to hack. Do you ever use it to text?
Yeah, once in a while I text her.
Yeah, text naughty pictures to your lady?
No, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. The pictures on that phone are not worth sending, I'm sure.
Can I tell you something? If I were to do that, she wouldn't be my lady anymore.
She was last to be my lady.
I thought you had a smartphone.
I do have a smartphone. I use it I listen to meditations on it. I use it for directions. When I was in Denver last week, it was wonderful. It helped me find my way all around. I found it very reliable. I like that usage of it. I don't use it for email. I don't, let's see, what else do I use it for? I use it for utility sort of things, but I don't.
Is it actually a phone, though? Can you make phone calls?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I've made phone calls.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway.
And is that an Android phone or an
yes.
Apple phone?
No, it's an Android.
Hey,
it's
Greg, Android. Why are we wasting so much time on the one freak in the country who doesn't care about anything technological? For the masses, what's going on with the new iPhone release?
Well, first of all, it seems like I say this, you know, many, many times a year. This is all a rumor, and the rumor is that the phone will be announced within a few days, and will come out on, as Doug said, the Equinox, which I think is the day before the whole court thing happens.
Correct.
The FBI and Apple. Yeah.
Questionable timing.
So you could think about. So obviously, when you're making devices like iPhones, you can't just decide tomorrow we're going to launch.
That's what I wanted, right? Yeah.
Better and tested and all that.
Yeah.
But the timing is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, says that it has begun at Facebook rolling out its live video feature to devices powered by Android mobile software. Is this in order to keep relevant? Because Facebook seems to be losing its. The lady who advises me on my technology says Facebook is becoming passé, kind of like MySpace. Good Lord.
Well, I wouldn't write Facebook off that fast.
No.
I think we have seen over its short history that there is sort of an ebb and flow, and then new features come, or even new forms of social media, and people run to the new forms of social media but end up including Facebook in their lives or coming back to Facebook. So I wouldn't write it off, and I would say that live video is certainly something it needs to do to stay relevant. In the world of Facebook, what they want is for you to never leave Facebook again.
Right.
I think they would like you to never even
be married to it.
Another browser window.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there's that. I noticed that Facebook has launched a video birthday message option. How popular will that be, do you think?
I think with certain ages, that will become a huge thing. That, you know, birthdays are inevitable. Somebody's having
I've
a birthday
heard that.
Every day. So.
The alternative.
Right. Obviously,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Greg Stebbin on Tech Time here on Good Day.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash
terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of